Well, it's good to be here tonight, and good to see everyone out to the house of the Lord, and the Lord is already blessed in this service, but we do feel like preaching to you. Believe that the Lord has given us a message, and I know it's getting late. I realize that. Amen. And I realize that I'm long-winded sometimes, but I don't plan on preaching very long. I don't feel very well, but I got to deliver my soul to you tonight. And Brother Wade was talking about the fear of God. I would be that God would fill this place tonight with such a fear, amen, that we wouldn't be thinking about what's going to happen at home, amen. Or we wouldn't be thinking about how late that we'll get in bed. Or the little children would be afraid to even move around. Amen. And make noise. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah. I remember when I was a little boy growing up in church, there were some services I was afraid to make a sound. I was afraid to move. I wasn't only afraid that my mom would smack me in the middle of next week. I was also afraid that God would come down and in His wrath destroy me just as a young child. And God dealt with me in that way. But God wants to speak to us tonight in His Word. Amen. And would you turn with me to the 9th chapter of the book of John? Can you hear me in this microphone, this PA? Can you hear me? The ones in the back, can you hear me all right? Okay, I don't want to drown you out, but I want you to hear me. Amen. Praise the Lord. John 9 and verse number 4, and I'll try just to preach a little while. Amen. And I want to see these altars filled with folks. Amen. I believe it's time that judgment begins at the house of the Lord. I would have liked to come here this week and preached on the Holy Ghost, Brother Roger. Amen. Brother Fred, I'd like to come and preach about heaven. Amen. But God has sent me at least, amen, as far as He's dealt with me, such far, He sent me to warn some folks about some things. Amen. And if you're going to be a man of God, preacher, you're not going to be the most popular fella in the church. Amen. You're not going to be the most popular fella in the country. And it'll just seem like everything that comes out of your mouth rubs folks the wrong way. Amen. That's right. And I didn't come here this week to pat anybody on the back, even though there's some that deserve it. I came here to warn you about some things that God has been dealing with me. Amen. About this church. I ain't preaching y'all over there at Mike Roberts this week. I'm preaching right here. Amen. I ain't preaching over at Brother Randy Webb's. I'm preaching right here. Hallelujah. I ain't preaching at the tabernacle tonight. I'm preaching right here. Amen. John 9 and 4. I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. My Lord. Hallelujah. My Lord. Oh, saints of God, are you listening to me? I want to read one more passage of Scripture. It's found in the 6th chapter of the book of Revelation in the 12th verse. Amen. And I beheld when He had opened the 6th seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. Amen. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Amen. I want to talk to you for a little while about the night cometh. Yeah, it sure enough's going to. The night cometh. And I'm afraid for somebody, the sun's going to go over the horizon for the last time. Amen. As far as you're concerned, the mercies of God will end. Hallelujah. Yes, this passage of Scripture in John, the 9th chapter, in the 4th verse, has several different meanings. I believe it's at least twofold meaning. Jesus not only was talking about His death, that he was dreading and saying that I must work the works of the Father while it is day, for the night cometh. I'm going to give myself on the cross, and I'm not going to be with your disciples anymore. Amen. Yes, he was talking about that there'll be a day when Jesus wouldn't be with them, that he'd have to go to the cross, and the shepherd would be smitten, and the sheep would be scattered. Amen. Oh, but friend, that's not what I want to preach to you about. I want to preach to you about a night that's going to come to folks' life. Amen. A night that's going to come, that's imminent for it to come. I tell you, if I would have sung tonight, I would have sung that song. I'm looking for Jesus to come any night, any day. Amen. That's right. If he don't come tonight, I'm looking for him at daylight. And you may not believe that way, and I can't help it that if you're wrong. Amen. But I believe that the Lord can come any hour, any time. I don't believe that nothing else has to be fulfilled in the Scriptures. And I know that there's great men that see it different. Amen. But I see it different, friend, than they do. I believe that all the Scriptures been fulfilled. And I believe at any time Jesus could split the eastern skies and come after a bride. Amen. And for the saints, what does that mean for the saints? That means that we're going to be called away in a twinkling of an eye. We're going to rise up in the clouds of glory to meet him. Hallelujah. And listen, friend, oh yeah, and our troubles will be over. All our problems will vanish away. Amen. Oh, but listen to me, there's going to be other folks around, hallelujah, that ain't going to be saved, just like some of you are sitting in the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. You're sitting here at the Pentecostal Holiness Church in Buckeye Holler in Saltville, Virginia. You're sitting here listening to me preaching, but you're as lost as you can be. And if Jesus was to come, amen, as Brother Wade talked about, what if Jesus was to come at 10 o'clock? Amen. What if he was to come, friend, in just 55 minutes? Amen. Would that be enough time for you to get ready? Amen. Would that be enough time for you to really pray through? He's coming. The night cometh when no man can work. That's a message to the church, friend. That's telling the church, if you're going to do something for the Lord, you better do it now. Amen. You better get started on it. Amen. But not only is it a message for the church, but it's a message for that sinner. Amen. I'm giving you warning, sinner. Amen. I'm giving you warning tonight. Amen. That trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And us who are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet with him in glory. And forever shall we be with the Lord. Amen. It's a coming. The night's coming. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon, many will meet their doom. Oh, Mayota Shandai, I feel this in my heart. My Lord, I know it's late, but I ain't worried about the time. I'm worried about some souls. I know the pressure's been on. I know I preached hard to you last night. I even offended some of you last night. But the pressure's on you, friend. Amen. And I pray, even though it's about to kill me, and even though it feels like my insides are coming out because I'm under the weather. Oh, but friend, listen to me. I pray that God keep pouring it on. I pray that the hand of God will continue to put the pressure on you. I ain't looking for no hallelujahs tonight. I'll not beg you for none tonight. But what I want to see is fear come across your face. Amen. Because Jesus is coming. I said he's coming. Amen. On the Mount of Transfiguration, we find Jesus has taken Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. And they see Moses and they see Elijah. Amen. They see him there on the mount, and they see Jesus. Amen. Moses is the type of saint that'll go by the wave of the grave. He typifies, and he's a type and shadow of them that will go by the way of the grave. Elijah is a type and shadow of those that will be translated, transfigured, amen, and be caught up. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the one that's going to come back after them. Hallelujah. Yes, he's coming again. The angel said it. Hallelujah. In Jerusalem, when they was looking on and they saw Jesus carried away in the clouds of glory. Amen. And two angels stood there in white apparel in Acts 1 and 11 said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye seen him go into heaven." Amen. You know what they were saying? Just the way you seen him taken away, it's the way that he's going to come again. Yes, if he went away with a body, he's going to come with a body. Hallelujah. If he went away in the clouds, he's going to come in the clouds. If he went away with angels, he's going to come with angels. If he went away in power and great glory, he's going to come in power and great glory. Hallelujah. If he went away in the east, he's going to come in the east. I tell you tonight, the night cometh. Jesus is coming again. Amen. Yes, the angels spoke about it. They told about it. And I haven't got to tell you the countless, amen, even in the Old Testament, of prophets and men of God who prophesied about the coming of Jesus Christ. I ain't got time to tell you about that. Oh, but friend, we better be looking. We better be watching. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Roger, come out here and read us that verse of scripture found in Titus 2 and 11. You all know, and I told him he could quote it if he wanted to. Amen. Yes, Titus 2 and 11. Hallelujah. Read it for us tonight. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, saints, amen, it's time that some of us get down to business. The reason the church has lost its zeal for the lost is because she's lost her vision of the second coming of Christ. The reason that evangelism has waned, Brother Fred Cantor, is because we've lost our zeal and lost our vision for the second coming of the Lord. If you knew he was coming at 10 o'clock tonight, amen, I believe that there's some of you saints that would run and warn your lost loved ones right now. You wouldn't wait for 10 o'clock to come. You'd be out there right now. Amen. And you'd make sure. I doubt if any saint of God in this building, if they knew he was going to come at 10 o'clock, I doubt if you'd eat a bite. I doubt it. Amen. I doubt it. That you'd eat a bite if you really believed he was coming at 10 o'clock. Amen. We do things different. But friend, he could come before 10 o'clock. Amen. Yes, he could. He could come before 10 o'clock. And you know what? I know I'm not believing it. And I don't think it. But I know it. That there'd be some of you all sitting right here tonight. If he was to come right now, that'd be sitting there after we're gone. Are you listening to me? Amen. Yeah, there'll be folks coming to the house of God knocking on the door. Amen. Trying to get the pastor. But the pastor ain't there. Amen. Running to somebody to preach to me, but the preacher ain't there. Hallelujah. Some fella spoke to me, some stupid, fickle pickle nuthead. Amen. Some hornhead, pin whiskered harebrained. Amen. Told me, said that there's going to be a great revival. Amen. Right in the midst of tribulation. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. Amen. I believe the tribulation is for the Jews. That's what it's meant for. It's not for us Gentiles. Amen. We're right in the middle of our dispensation. And if you don't come tonight, I hardly believe that you'll have much of a chance in the tribulation. You know what I asked him? I said, amen. He said something about we have a great revival. I said, you know what? There won't be no Holy Ghost preachers preaching it. Amen. 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 I said, probably what will happen is they'll have a singing. Praise the Lord. Lord have mercy. Amen. More caught up in singing groups than we are on the Word of God. And I like good singing. Yes, I do. I like Holy Ghost filled, anointed singing that comes from heaven. Amen. And blesses folks' hearts and encourages, and sometimes conviction comes that way. But friend, let me tell you, it'll never replace the spoken word and the anointed preached word of God. I'm telling you tonight, the night cometh when no man can work. The night's gonna come when you'll run to the altar to pray, but there'll be no mercy. Read that verse of scripture, brother.
For the grace of God,
go ahead.
Bringeth salvation.
Yes.
All
wait right there. Are you hearing that? Everybody. Everybody has had this opportunity. I've always preached and always taught, amen, that we're going to be judged on our effort. Amen. As long as we repent and do what we know to do is right. But the problem is that people know a lot more than they're letting on. Amen. Trying to play ignorant. But this grace of God that bringeth salvation, it's already appeared unto you. It's already there, and you know not to be ungodly. You know not to live like you're living. Amen. You know that you ought not to do the things that you're doing, but you're doing it anyway. Yeah, come on. Read some more. Amen. Thank you, Brother Roger. Did you hear what he said? Amen. In verse number 12, it said how we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. Amen. Godly. In verse number 12, it tells us how we should live. Verse number 13 starts out with saying looking. Amen. You know what he's saying? He's saying live looking. Woo! Live looking. Amen. Live looking. Live in such a way. Amen. If you're looking for him, friend, you'll live. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience this race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such contradictions, a sinner against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. Live looking. Amen. Live looking. Amen. You won't need your money after the church is gone. There'll be all kinds of offerings taken up. There'll be all kinds of money left at the offering after the saints are gone, trying to buy another chance. But all the money in the world won't give you another chance. It'll be gone. Your opportunity's going to be gone. Amen. The saints that have prayed for you all these years are going to be gone. Amen. The musicians that have prayed for you all these years are going to be gone. The preachers that's begged you and preached to you, it's going to be gone. Those that have walked up to you and said, would you come and pray tonight? They're going to be gone. There'll be nobody to call you to an altar of prayer. There'll be nobody to pray for you. There'll be nobody to seek God for you. The night cometh. I said the night cometh. The night cometh. The night cometh. I feel that fear of God in here. Spirit of God is right here tonight. Some people say they believe He's going to come, but their lifestyle belies their testimony. Amen. You can't tell by the way they live that they're looking for Him to come. Amen. But Paul told Titus, live soberly. Amen. Righteously. Godly. Not yesterday. Not in the next world. Amen. But in this present world. Amen. Right now, what are you doing? Right now, how are you living? Are you really looking for Him to come? You know the fallacy of people that believe in post-trib and mid-trib. You know what fallacy it is? It takes away that fear that Jesus could come any day. Your pastor's already talked about it tonight. And I'll sit down with anybody and discuss the second coming of the Lord. I had a pretty good teacher, Brother L.L. Collins. Amen. Yeah, I'll scrape toes with you. Yeah, I'll exchange verses with you if you want to. Amen. But I'm not here to argue on it. I'm here to tell you that He's a coming. I said He's a coming. Somebody said, I don't believe in that fear, that hell scared fear religion. Amen. As Brother Wade was saying that, I told Brother Roger, amen, I said, Noah, being warned of God, was moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. We better be moved with something. We better be moved with fear. We better let fear grip a hold of us. Amen. It's the beginning of wisdom. Are you hearing me? We better fear God. There better be a respect for the Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. He's coming. I said He's coming. Amen. And if God have tried their best and preached much better than I could ever attain, but there ain't no man of God ever had been in more of the will of the Lord than I am right now. Amen. I'm not a bragging. Amen. I done told you I wished I could preach something else to you. But someone is on dangerous ground. Amen. And some of you think I'm mean and hateful and I've only preached. This is only the third time you've ever seen me. Some of you think I'm brass and arrogant. No. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I've walked around today with a burden on my shoulder for folks that was going to be here right in this meeting. And I knew who you was when you walked in the door. Amen. I'm glad y'all prayed. You were some of the folks that God laid on my heart. Glad you did. But did you really pray through? Do you know for sure? That's good. But are you all sure? And do you all know, amen, there's going to come a time, amen, when the clouds and the heavens are going to roll back as a scroll. And Jesus is going to come walking through. He's going to glide through here on a cloud. And He's going to take us godly, righteous folks. Yeah, for the righteous sake. Just like He took Lot and his wife and his children out, amen, of Sodom and Gomorrah before He rained fire and brimstone, He's going to come after God's people. Are you listening to me? Then when He takes them away, friend, there's going to be the darkest night that's ever been in the history of humankind. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yes. It's going to be the darkest day. It's going to be the darkest hour. It's going to be the night of nights. It's going to be the dread of dread. It's going to be problem after problem and fear after fear. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's going to happen to the unsaved after Jesus comes? What are you going to do? Amen. When you wake up one morning and you start to get ready for work, you go get in your car and you start to work and you see different cars that have run off the road. Then you recognize every one of them as being folks that went to the church here in Buckeye Holler. Say, isn't that Brother Wade's Jeep Cherokee there? Amen. Yeah, it's headed for the school, but he didn't make it to the school. Amen. He was pulled up out of the driver's seat. His hands were taken off the steering wheel. Amen. Went up through the roof. Hallelujah. And you'll say, my Lord, what's happened? Then fear will strike you. And you say, what I've dreaded all my life, ever since I first heard it, the thing that I've dreaded the most has happened today, has happened sometime this morning or through the night. Oh yes, and you'll run. You'll run to Brother Wade's house. You'll knock on the door. Pastor, Brother Wade, Brother Wade, come out. I decided I wanted to pray. Brother Wade, come out. But there'll be no answer. There'll be no hope. There'll be no mercy. There'll be no answer. Oh, help me. It's coming. Yes, it's coming. Amen. Plagues are going to happen. Amen. First, amen, the Antichrist is going to set up his rule. Amen. Industry is going to have to regroup after the Lord comes and they get on the assembly lines and find out that there's folks missing. Amen. Folks are missing. And they'll have to regroup and have to call a meeting and say, well, we're going to have to double up on the work. There'll be some run home and check on their godly wife that had been praying for them for years and find out that their wife has been gone sometime in the morning. Amen. They won't feel like working. It'll be the greatest consternation that has ever been in the world or ever shall come. Amen. People will panic. Industry will be in trouble. They'll be looking for somebody that will give them the answer. They'll be looking for somebody that can bring them back together and bring the dollar bill back together and bring their homes back together. Amen. And that's when the Antichrist will step out. Amen. He'll be the imperial head of the revised Roman Empire. Have you read in the newspapers lately? Amen. I ain't got time to go in it, but they're getting back together. Amen. I said they're getting back together. All those different provinces of Rome and all those different folks. Amen. And all those different nations that make up the Roman Empire. They're banding together in an economical structure. Amen. And they have a council. Amen. And they got a chairman of the board. The Antichrist is going to step out and say, I got the answers. And for a while, it'll seem like he's Mr. Superman. And he'll make everything seem all right. And he'll put industry back together. But my Bible tells me, amen, that there'll come a day in Revelation 6 that there'll be a white horse. He'll come to conquer, conquering and to conquer. He'll promise peace. But my Bible says, but then there'll be great tribulation. Yeah. Amen. Oh, yeah. Great tribulation. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. Is there any fear in the hearts of godly people and sinners alike tonight? Amen. Do you care? Amen. That if Jesus would come, that there'd be a lot of folks here that are under the sound of this preacher's voice that wouldn't go up. Do you care about that? It's tearing me apart. Amen. Yeah, he'll promise peace. Amen. But there'll be no peace. There'll be destruction. Amen. There'll be great tribulation. Matthew 24 and 21, then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. My Lord, Jeremiah called it the day of Jacob's trouble. Hosea called it the day of rebuke. Daniel called it the 70th week. It's a horrible time. Jeremiah said when men would go around with their hands on their loins like a woman in travail. Amen. Are you listening to me? It'll be great tribulation, greater than any tribulation that has ever been, yeah, and will ever be. Amen. That night's coming, and quickly there'll be a red horse. He had power to take peace from the earth. Then there'll be a black horse. Amen. He'll have famine. He'll have balances in his hand, and men won't be able to buy or to sell. Amen. Without the mark of the beast, amen, in the palm of their hand or in their forehead. Are you listen to me tonight? You won't be able to go to the grocery store and buy a candy bar. You won't be able to go and buy 1 pound of ground beef. No, you'll have to have the mark of the beast in your forehead or on the palm of your hand. Amen. And they'll probably run across one of them hieroglyphic machines, and they'll register on it. Probably won't be able to be visible to the naked eye. Are you listening to me? It's going to be nighttime. But if you take the mark of the beast, amen, a number that's based on the number 666, which is the number of the Antichrist, the number of the beast. If you take that mark, you can never be saved. You'll be eternally damned. The only way you can make it in tribulation is to be martyred for Christ's sake. That's the only way. And I doubt very seriously if you won't live for God while the Holy Ghost is here, and while we have the liberty to serve Him and to worship Him and come to church and hear the best preaching in the whole entire world. If you won't live for Him now, I doubt if you'll die for Him then. Amen. My Lord. Amen. Then there'll be a pale horse. And there'll be some folks following Him. Death and hell. And He'll have the power to kill 25% of the earth. Amen. With three different things. With sword, with hunger, and with beast. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then the earth is going to go into convulsions. Amen. Talk about an earthquake. Oh. The whole earth. God's going to take the earth and shake it. Amen. The heaven is His throne, and the earth is His footstool. And Joy Hyatt said He'll just kick His footstool out from underneath Him. Amen. And go on His way. And the earth will be going into convulsions. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. Somebody quickly come and get us a song. I don't want anybody looking around. Close your eyes. If you got any fear of God whatsoever, close your eyes and bow your head in respect to the conviction that is here. Yeah. And I beheld when He had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casteth forth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Night has come. Yes, the sun shall turn as black as sackcloth as hair. The moon will turn to blood. There'll be earthquake, and you'll run and you'll try to hide yourselves. Holler for the rocks and the mountains to fall on you, if you will, sinner. Amen. Oh, but there's no need to run. Who can hide from the wrath of the King? Who can stand from His fierce anger? Who shall be able to stand? For His great day has come, and night has fallen upon your life. Amen. Night's coming. Night's coming. If you're here tonight, I don't want anybody looking around. Amen. But if you're here tonight and you say, "Preacher, I'm not ready. If the Lord would come tonight, I'm not ready. Would you pray for me? I won't embarrass you, but would you slip your hand up and back down real quickly?" Amen. Be honest, folks. Come on tonight. Be honest. This is your first step. You got to be honest with yourself and with the Lord. Is there no fear? Is there no shame? Amen. Just like in Jeremiah's day, said, "I set a watchman over you, hearken unto him." They said, "We will not hearken. We will not hearken. We'll not listen to him." He said, "Seek ye out the old paths and walk therein." They said, "We'll not walk therein." Amen. He even said that, "You've sinned." They said, "We're innocent. We have not sinned." Oh, friend. But they came and carried them off. Nebuchadnezzar carried them off into captivity. Slayed thousands upon thousands of them. Your night's coming. Would you slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, you preached to me tonight." Up and down real quick. Nobody but me and the Lord will see. Oh, would you slip your hand up and say, "Pray for me, I need help." Oh God, don't throw this opportunity away. Don't throw it away. Do you know for sure? I don't care how long you've come to this church. If the fear of God has settled upon you this night, you need to slip your hand up. Say, "Preacher, pray for me. Pray for me." What about it, young folks? What about it? Is there anybody concerned? Is there anybody concerned? Oh, God, help us. As they begin to play and sing,
"I am watching for the coming Listen. Of the glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come."
Church, have you lost your zeal for evangelism?
Oh, my heart is filled.
Have you lost your vision of a second coming?
Labor, watch, and pray.
And say, "Preacher, will you pray for me that I get a vision and a zeal back in my heart?" Would you lift your hand? Yes, there's a hand. Come on, be honest, church. I'm lifting my hand. Yeah. Come on. Let's come and pray, everyone that will. And sinner friend, young person, you need to come as they come. Yes, you do. Mom and dad, you need to come. Come on, young man, you need to pray tonight. Come on, you need to pray. You need to give your heart and life to the Lord. Would you come? Would you come? Would you come? Come on tonight. God has sent a plea to you. A plea to your heart. Would you come? Would you let God help you? Oh, God.
After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound. Thousand years will have no end for them. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransom of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all his holy mountain up in heard of shouting voice, perfect peace and right, every heart in love with thou, the Lord. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no pimpin'. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. In the sin and sorrow, pain and death, and this dark touch shall cease. In the glorious reign of Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of peace. For our Savior to come back.
You better run, sinner! You better run!
My Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have to live through this. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have to him to live. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no him to live. After Jesus shall come back to earth again.